All right. Good evening and welcome to the home edition of Porn Stars. I think I'm going to speak now. Yeah. Good evening and welcome to the home edition of Porn Stars Unplugged. Today, we are actually at home. Today is the 25th day of the month of March 2020. And what a lovely day it is. I just looked out of my balcony and I saw the most beautiful rainbow. I want to pull my hair out. It's the first day. Yeah?
Right, I'm watching the same rainbow from my balcony. So, yeah.
Do you? It's amazing. So anyway, but today is the 25th day of the month of March 2020. And what a lovely day it is. You know, March 25th is the 84th day of the year of the Gregorian calendar. There's only 281 days remain till the end of the year. Do you know that?
No.
You didn't know
now
that?
Now we do.
Yeah, 281 days remain. This year up to now wasn't that great. Let's start. All right. But who do we have with us today? First of all, from home, but normally from 96 Drive. Ladies, I want to welcome Mr. Leon Rimon.
Yeah, in pajamas.
Sponsors
in pajamas from now on. And yeah, I hope we're gonna meet with you guys in the next 3 weeks every Wednesday in pajamas from home like everybody else.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's actually nice.
You know, let me tell you.
Look how technology works, because maybe the listener thinks that we're all in the same home. We're not. We each one in his own home in isolation.
Yeah, believe it or not. You know what? The guys, yeah. I want you to hold on to your pants, but from home. Normally she's from 96 Center Drive. Now she's at home. The room is, are you with pajamas?
I actually am. My pajamas and socks. And you got socks.
I'm not going to say what I am, but anyway, I want to go to your pants. The rumor says she gives the best service in the whole industry. I want you to welcome Nicole.
Hi. And just a little heads up. Yeah. Over this period, if anybody needs to chat to us, they can contact us through our website on live chat. So they can either go into Sandton Gold or Top Cash, and if anybody needs any advice or to talk, I will be readily available.
She listens so nicely. Am I right, Nicole?
Yes.
She listens so nicely.
She also gives service, yeah?
All right.
Even in pajamas.
So anyway, even in pajamas. I want to say today, you know, we've got a lot of people got birthdays today. Actually, very, very nice people got birthdays. So, who's the first one? Do you know who is Hercules John? I'll tell you the first name. Hercules John. Yes. He's an English singer. Hercules John. No, Hercules John is actually a Sir Elton John. Sir Elton John, his middle name is Hercules. Did you know? I promise you. So his surname is, his middle name is Hercules. So his name is Sir Elton Hercules John. Today, Elton John.
No, in the movie, it has a Roland, Nicole. What's his real name?
Yeah. What? What do you say?
His name is Hercules John. His name is Sir Elton Hercules John. Anyway, he's an English singer, songwriter, pianist, and a composer. He has worked with lyrics, since 1967 he's around. He made more than, John sold more than 300 million records, making one of the best selling music artists ever. So he's 73 today, believe it or not.
Sure.
He was never preached, but he's 73. I'm sure he's not.
He's a great football fan.
Yeah, I believe he owns Watford.
No, he used to own Watford.
Yeah.
He used to own Watford. He sold it, I think, 20 years ago. But he used to own Watford, but he's a big, big football fan.
That's right? Nice. That's nice.
Yeah.
And the movie he did was Birdman.
Say again?
The movie he did, well, that was based on him, was called Rocket Man.
Yes, Rocket Man. I'm going to explain to you why Rocket afterwards.
why it's not called Rocket Woman. That's what you're going to explain to her.
Yeah, there are a lot of albums. One of the famous ones, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. I don't know why they called him Achilles. I still don't know. But anyway, it's got two kisses. What?
I don't think Nicole is with us.
No, she's not. Anyway, Aretha, you know, Aretha Franklin, she's today.
I'm back to connect because it's rain.
Okay, Aretha Franklin is, again, that's a birthday today. And she died 2 years ago, 31st of August. But anyway, it was her birthday today. Sarah Jessica Parker. How old do you think, Liel, is Sarah Jessica Parker?
I think she's Jewish.
How old she is?
55.
Yeah.
How old?
55?
She's 55.
55.
She is 55 years old, believe it or not. 55.
Yeah.
She 55.
Says, maybe our mistakes are what makes us make our fate. She says, maybe our mistakes are what make our fate. So many roads, so many detours, so many choices, so many mistakes. She's talking about her husband? What is she talking about? She's married to Matthew Broderick. He's a nice guy. Why is she staying in relationship?
He's a very nice guy.
When does the art of compromise become compromising?
Yes.
I think it's a problem. What yes? What yes, Sunshine? Why you say yes? From where did you come to say yes? Anyway. Yeah?
Broderick. Brilliant. And they've got three kids.
Three? Yeah. Ooh, you're right. You're right. I like Matthew. He's a nice guy. He looks very nice.
And another one.
What was the nice movie he had?
Ferris Bueller.
Yeah, Ferris Bueller.
Yeah.
Ferris Bueller. Crazy, yeah? That was really nice.
Yeah, very nice.
You know, let me tell you. Let me tell you. So anyway, she says, who do we have more? Vladimir Klitschko. Do you remember him?
Of course.
How old do you think he is?
He is 49.
44. So 44, he's 44, He was, is a Ukrainian former professional boxer who competed from 96 to 2017. He held World Heavyweight Championship twice, including WBA, IBF, WBO, IBO, the Ring Magazine titles. Then, so he's 44 today. He's 1 meter, 98 centimeters. And he's got a doctorate degree in sports science, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Currently he's teaching, he's like a professor now.
Dr. Stilnox.
Yeah, they used to call him Dr. Fist or something like that.
Yeah. Dr. Stilnox.
You know who, one of our best comedians, is 53 today. His name is Doug Stanhope. I don't know if you know him, but Doug Stanhope is 53 today, believe it or not. And, that's it. So, what can I say? So all the above people stay at home as well today. So they're going to have birthday at home like everybody else, like all of us. And, it's crazy, eh?
It's actually for the next week. For the next 3 weeks.
But I want to know what everybody's planning on doing while they're at home.
Yeah, it's crazy. I think it's crazy. So,
because I wanted to tell Nicole that today told me that she's going to walk with the dog, and I just saw the press conference and they say no walking with no dogs whatsoever.
We let the dog walk around. What happened to running?
The house. No running. Inside your house.
No running, no walking.
Okay, good, 100%.
Nothing.
So, what I want to say is that all the above people, all the birthday people, will stay at home today, giving great respect to the coronavirus. I suggest we all do the same. We stay at home, and please, I don't know who is breathing into the microphone, because it makes my ears sound crazy. I suggest we all do the same at home. Please tell me, how do I get alone with my wife 21 days without killing each other? Or if you have another option, I would love to hear. So you can contact me on my cell phone because I don't get the WhatsApp. So you can WhatsApp me on my cell phone. It's 083, just write it down. It's 083-6100-209. And please, you can send me nice jokes about your wife, your husband, your uncle, your auntie. And let me tell you something. Right now or somewhere, you know what, I'm going to read it to you after the song. I would like to have a song. And Tabo, would you be able to put a nice song first? Our first song.
This is The Hustle with Roy Peretz.
All right. We're back. I don't know why I can hear myself, but it's okay.
An echo.
Somewhere in the... It is echoing. It is echoing. I don't know if Tabo can fix it for us.
It's better now?
Yeah.
No,
yeah. Yes, good. All good on his side, he says. Somewhere, listen to me guys, somewhere in South Africa right now, there's a dedicated team of specialists working tirelessly on a quick and effective response to the arrival of the coronavirus. Unfortunately, we'd like to be talking about the Department of Health here. We all know it's Nando's.
Yeah, they are awesome. Listen, I was busy watching the press conference of the cabinet, and let's see how it's gonna go. They're quite funny. They're very relaxed. They're telling jokes. It was quite funny. It's still going on, and I hope people are taking it seriously.
You know, there's so many jokes about Corona lately, Liel. I mean, it's impossible. Today we can't do anything else but a Corona day.
Yeah, we have to.
Yeah, today we have to only a Corona day because, I don't know, but this is women will start getting upset.
This is the reality and we have to deal with the reality, with humor. That will make it much easier.
Yeah. Don't you miss those days when you sneezed and people used to say, bless you. You know, I don't want to say what they're saying now.
Wait.
I'm
from
safe.
Tomorrow.
That's exactly it.
From tomorrow, if you sneeze, you're going to get shot. So.
No, because I suffer from hay fever. So I'm so scared to go anywhere and sneeze that people are going to look at me like, take me out.
Yeah, and you sneeze like,
No, I know one guy will be very happy if somebody takes you out, eh? I know. I heard about him.
I know
at least four. You know what?
Oh, wow. Four.
No, why? Because after this 3 week, there's going to be a lot of divorces, so there's going to be a lot of single men out here.
A lot of
single men.
Lots of dates.
Yeah. You know what the interior minister said, that they're not gonna issue marriage certificate now for the next 3 weeks. And then he said it now 5 minutes ago on TV. So all the men, you can think about it, still there's time.
There'll be a lot of cancellations.
He gave them an extension.
You know, guys, I wanted to sell patience. I swear, I really want to sell patience, but you know, my our listeners. I don't know.
Everything is Corona.
Everything's Corona.
Yeah.
So I just want to tell them. Not our customers. I want to say to our listeners. Our cell phone number. Our WhatsApp number. 083-6100-209. 083-6100-209. And send me some nice jokes. Come guys, send some nice jokes. So one says like this: if you're experiencing the following symptoms, and listen, most probably it comes from a doctor: a headache, body ache, poor eyesight, difficulty of breathing, high temperature, always out of mind, difficulty sleeping, most of the time in shock, easily get angry, can't communicate properly, feeling dizzy. This is not coronavirus. You must relax. This is marriage life. Not bad. Not bad.
You know that, because that problem for a long time.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know what? You know what my friend sent me now. He listens to our show from Israel. He said, if the schools in Israel will continue being closed for a little longer, the parents will find the vaccine for corona before the scientists will. I know. You know, just think about those 3-4 microbes running around, making you crazy. You know.
But I've got some plans for myself while I'm at home.
Oh, you can't say that on radio. You can't talk
about it. Roy, how long do you think she can do it?
I don't know. I don't know. Woman,
21
woman
days.
21 days. Well, I've got a choice. I can come back 20 kilos heavier or a couple of kilos lighter. I'm aiming for the latter, the last one.
Yeah, and a full on.
So it's exactly that. Linda sent me a WhatsApp. She's saying she's not sure what is more scarier, to check a fever or to check a weight. And that's only after a couple of days in isolation or in, how crazy
now,
is that?
My girlfriend asked me what I prefer after 21 days, a Frenchie or a full on beard. So I don't know. What do you think?
I'm coughing.
All women gonna look a little bit like
that. Oi. Get the sanitizer, the masks, everybody.
Yeah. You know, Russia is really sorry to announce on 2 dead people from corona. This is the one who died from the corona and the other one that talked to you about it.
Yeah, it's like the one from North Korea. You saw the North Korea rate of infection.
No, I believe it shot the guy that was infected.
No, they did. It says 945-1, 946-0. 951-951-0.
Very simple, right? Yeah, I mean, he's really doing it properly. He's really doing it properly.
Depends who counts.
Exactly. And you know, people say you must not get into depression. There's too many. There's more than 10 people there. Do you know we're getting close to Leil HaSeder? We're getting close to Pesach now. You know that?
Yeah. Also,
what are we gonna do? So where do you get
there?
No, but you know what this guy says? He sent me, didn't send a name. But he says, where can we get a very nice pajama
for
How crazy.
Yeah. I'm gonna buy new slippers, yeah.
I've got a good joke.
Okay.
China has released the names of the first 3 that caught the coronavirus.
Okay.
Ping Wong.
Yeah.
Yu Li Fuk. And Yu Dai Soon.
You know, I've got a suspicion that's a woman that actually developed the coronavirus. And listen to me, and I'm telling you, you know, just look at the facts.
Shopping?
No. Hold on a second. I'm telling you. So first of all, most of the dead are men. Most of them.
Yeah.
Secondly, all soccer games are canceled. Think about it.
Yeah.
All
horrible
sports games are canceled. All the pubs are closed. Men help women to do shopping. Yes? Men,
yeah.
Then you got all the pubs are closed. Then, you can't really meet anybody, you know, in public. Men are carrying toilet paper all around. Men eat whatever the women want them to eat. men that help from home help the woman clean and whatever at home.
Yeah,
men have to stay with their wives at home 24/7. This is definitely a woman disease. We're gonna go to a nice song in the meantime, just to break that thing and get the guys. Please WhatsApp me 083-6100-209. Anything you want. You want to give us some nice jokes. I mean, it's a bedtime. We have to get some jokes to get up and vukuzenzile and do something. So yeah, this is for you, especially for you, sweet home Alabama.
This is The Hustle with Roy Peretz.
We're back.
All right. I think we're back. Wow. There's no much of echo.
No more jokes about Italians.
You know? No, joke about Corona as well. Let me tell you, my body.
What?
So, let me tell you, my body, and it's true, it's not even funny. My body observes so much soap and disinfectant lately, then when I pee, it actually cleans the toilet.
Some pee in my house. It's dirty.
Let me tell you a nice thing that I figured out lately. You know, it's the first time in the last, I don't know, many years. It's the first crisis ever in South Africa when no one is talking about immigrating. Did you pay attention? No one. I mean, we used to have like 10 people a day. I'm sold my house. I'm moving to Italy. Italy, especially people don't want to immigrate. But yeah, think about it.
Yeah. Well, tell me what about the toilet paper and the alcohol gel? Yeah. It's become the most, it's worth more than gold, and gold is not cheap these days. Eh?
No, I promise you, it's not gold. It's actually crazy. I bought a new
deep freezer. I'm freezing toilet paper now. So it's for emergency.
not to run out of toilet paper.
For emergency. Have some in the freezer. Yeah.
So I think it's a woman. She sent me this, the horoscope, your horoscope for this week. You want to listen to your horoscope to this week?
Oh my God.
What is your star sign? Which one?
Sagittarius.
Spending long time in your home.
Okay, I'm Let's Gemini.
Gemini, you'll be spending long time in your home.
Okay.
I'm Capricorn. You're going to be spending long time in your home with your wife.
Oh, you got it bad.
No, let me tell you, just a second. People who don't have dogs, can I like take someone with me and tell him I'm walking him out? I mean, I don't have a dog, so what do I do? Who do I walk out?
Yeah.
And then
I just got a WhatsApp after. Ooh, did you say that it's like a joke about that? I'm telling you, I've got it. Somebody from Chai sent me now a picture of a screen, say SA lockdown. Becky Sales says, you will not be allowed to, you will not be allowed to walk your dog in the street, go out.
Yeah, I just saw him say.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he said we're not allowed to buy alcohol. That's a good thing.
You know, let me tell you something. If you finish your alcohol, you can sniff this hand disinfected. I'm telling you, I'm walking and I don't know where I'm walking sometimes with the smell of alcohol. Listen, you know, bro, I'm very economical.
My hands are more alcohol than my liver in the last year. I'm telling you.
Let me tell you another thing. It's the latest police report for the last 24 hours. Zero robberies, zero crime, zero accidents. Husband, wife fights,
84,635.
the crime actually went up.
Yeah,
the crime actually went up.
But it's not crime. You asked the listeners to give you an advice what to do with your wife. I will give you what floor are you on? That will be a solution.
To see if they can fly. Alright. You know, let me tell you another thing. You know, a lot of people owe us money. Now I know that all of them will be at their homes. So guys, if anybody owes you money, you know where you can find them.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You know what? I have so much information about the coronavirus on my phone that now it doesn't ring anymore. It coughs. Then I know I'm probably crazy. Crazy.
Yeah.
I'm shocked. But has anybody got plans to do something nice while they're home?
Like, what is nice?
What nice thing? Nice. Spend time with your wife. What nice you can do.
No, I'll tell you what I've done. My kids and I are building an obstacle course in the garden.
Okay, that's nice.
What you gonna do?
We're building an obstacle course, like a basic one, so we can train.
Like a ninja.
So we can do houses.
Okay, I live in a flat. I can maybe build it in a pot plant.
No, you can hang out the window. Hang out the window.
Yeah.
Hang out. Yeah, like Spider-Man.
Spider-Man is good. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, long you can hang for.
No, okay, a good one. You and your wife. Let's see who releases it first. You and your wife hanging from the porch.
The window. Oh.
Gonna live.
Who's gonna
thinking for me for 35 years? You think she'll release first? You're wrong, my friend. Sometimes it's better for you know. At least you'll enjoy the view. You know, wouldn't be ironic if Trump
down. You're gonna. Yeah? It's a win-win, Roy. Whoever falls, it's a win-win for you.
It is a win-win for me. I'll ask her to do that. I'll ask her to do that. You know what's the worst thing? We think it's good to be at home. Just wait till Jehovah Witness find out that all the people that will be at home.
You're gonna be so bored, you're gonna let them in. That's what's gonna happen.
You're gonna listen to the word of God. Wouldn't be ironic if Trump was brought down by a virus from China named after Mexican beer. Listen to this. Number one hand sanitizer is apparently Tabasco. Tabasco. Mm. Not only it kills germs, also prevent you from sticking your fingers in your eyes, nose, and mouth and other places.
Huh? That's actually a good one, eh?
Yeah, it's not bad. It's
very
not bad.
Clever.
Yeah, yeah.
No, otherwise, if I buy something, it would be like I'm eating a pizza.
And you know what? You must give some credit to our listeners, I must say. One day without football, I just said the chat with Mrs. She seems nice enough. Let me tell you another thing. I've got another message. It says all the restaurants will be closed and the only place to eat is really at home, to cook at home. You know how many Ashkenazis have to, will die? Another thing, if we were talking about weddings, so let me just remind you that all the weddings are getting postponed. But, unfortunately, whoever is married is continuing normally till continuing normally until new instructions are coming.
Yeah. That's, if you're already married, you're stuck with it. No directions for you.
Don't go there.
You know, my wife wanted to cough, so I smacked her with my elbow. According to the instructions from the health ministry, you have to continue keeping the health, what the health ministry says. You have to cough to the elbow. Am I right?
Yes.
I don't think that's what he meant. But I will explain to you after the show.
Yeah, no, just shocking.
Yeah, you know, this coronavirus is changing everyone's behavior. I used to cough to hide my fart. Now I'm farting to hide my cough. not bad guys, not bad guys. I want to tell you, listen, this time is flying. The time is already 7 minutes to 7 o'clock. 7 minutes to 7 o'clock. So I want to just maybe put another one song and we're going to finish. Don't forget it tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to have tomorrow we're going to have at 9 o'clock, Liel.
Yep.
We're going to be
at work. You're going to be at work.
Yeah.
I'm going to sit quietly at work. If Nicole wants to join in, she can join in. We're going to have a discussion about Corona, and you guys are going to tell us what's the plans. Tomorrow is the last day as free people. After that,
You know what? Let me tell you. So, anyway, we've got 6 minutes. I don't know if you'll be able to put another song. But in any case, what I want to tell you is that this coronavirus is going to make us really, it's going to find stuff in ourselves that we haven't found about ourselves yet. Because I don't remember the last time I've been 21 days confined in one area, in one place. I don't remember. Do you remember, Leah?
No, never. Never. I tried to think today. Maybe in the army, but no, even when they send us to the army to do guarding in a very remote places, you know, you were with another 5-6 people and it's not more than a week or two that you don't see. I don't know, that's going to be very challenging and very tough.
You know, so, you know, somebody says, Anne Frank stayed hidden for 25 months without making a sound. Let that sink into your,
That's true.
Anne Frank.
Anna French.
Yes, stayed hidden for 25 months without making a sound.
And think about all the criminals that are in solitary confinement.
I really don't care about them.
I don't trust them. I don't think they will confine themselves. Maybe they will confine themselves in my house. I don't know.
No, I don't care. I really don't care about them. You know my thoughts about criminals. I really don't care about them. Really, really. But I'll tell you something. Let me tell you something about my wife. It's a secret. No one knows, but it's a true story. My wife collected all the stuff that she doesn't wear. She asked me to donate them. I told her, no, isn't it easier just to throw them away? She says, no, there's a lot of poor and starving people. I told her, my darling, whoever is your size is not hungry. Anyway, I'm sitting for my mother.
Now it's right to end the show. Thanks.
What is the visiting time in the hospital, Roy?
I've got one from our listeners. Dear God, could we please reinstall 2020 and reinstall it? Please uninstall 2020 and reinstall it. It has a virus.
Yeah.
And
big one.
Patients. I don't know why. I'm not a doctor. I don't understand why. of our listeners says, send me a picture of Zuma. And says, silver lining. At least we don't have this guy leading us through COVID. Oh, yeah. 19.
Yeah. Crazy, imagine that.
Hey, another thing, guys, before we say goodbye, and yes, Tabo, you can put already that song, that one. Don't forget, 9 o'clock in the evening, we change our pajamas of the day to the pajamas of the night.
that's only from Friday.
This is from Friday, okay.
From Friday,
So this girl sent me, I'm washing my hands so much, my fingerprints has finished, disappeared. I can't even open the cell phone.
I have a different problem, Roy. I have an iPhone X, and with the mask, you don't recognize my face.
It thinks you're a robot. I want to just to remind, thank you for being with us. The time is now, we've got another minute to go. So thank you for being with us. And, don't forget tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, sharp, we'll be on studio at home, and we're going to talk to you, and hopefully you listen to us today, and, hopefully you listen to us tomorrow. We're going to talk to the high and da. What's going to happen? Gold price is going through the roof from one side, from the other hand. No one is buying gold. So what do we do? Join us tomorrow to find out what we think you should do. And what more, Leon?
We give you some more advice. What to do while you can.
Listen to me, I haven't eaten already for an hour. When are supposed to start seeing results? Yeah.
In 3 weeks.
All right, guys. I want you to have a lekker evening. Enjoy yourself. There's no Liverpool game. There's no games. And, I want
to
cry.
Yeah, but keep being optimistic. Yeah. We have to all be optimistic in this time. That's all.
That's all that left. Yeah, that's all that left. Being optimistic. Guys, have a lekker evening. Enjoy yourself.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
Ciao.